Today is Tuesday, April 21st, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. So I wanted to give you a little bit of an update on yesterday, because I know I was, like, really in a bad mood when I recorded yesterday. I was just thinking, you know, I don't know if we're ever going to find a house. It's impossible to find a home that both meets your location criteria. Meets your location criteria, your look and feel criteria, and your budget criteria. All three. It's kind of like, you know, putting on my project. I'm not a project manager, but putting on a project manager hat. You have that triangle. I don't know if any of you know what I'm talking about, but you have time, you have budget, and you have quality, or something like that. And you can't have all three of them in the triangle. You can only have, so if you want really quick and you want really quality, it's going to cost more. If you want really quality and you want a lower cost, it's going to take longer, you know, et cetera, et cetera. I was just feeling really bummed. I was like, there is no way we're going to find. So Mark and I discussed it, and we decided that that house was not for us, and we're just going to keep looking. And we had a few more options on Zillow that we wanted to look at, and my mom is still looking, and so we're just going to keep looking. We have another month before we have to make a decision one way or the other. Like, are we going to build? Are we going to buy an existing home? And all of that, because on May 30th, we have to let our landlord know whether we're extending our contract or not. And if we are, we have to figure out, are we going month to month or what are we doing? So we're just going to keep looking. And of course, I'll keep you guys apprised of our status. I did get a voicemail that I believe is related to house. So I'm going to go ahead and play that one now.
Hello, Lobby. I just listened to your latest little show, and I heard...
Hey, Fatty.
I'm on my nipple walk right now. I heard that you found the perfect location for a new little house and a new villa, and you were asking if there was ever a wow factor where you walked in and said, oh, this is just perfect. Is that even a thing? And it is a thing, because that's exactly how I felt when I found the villa. I said, this is it. This is just perfect. And you've been here to the villa, and many people, if not all people, you probably didn't care for my wooden cabinets, but everybody said, this place is just perfect for you, big buddies. Yes, it's either that or a rubber room. And in answer to your question, yes, it is possible to find the perfect villa. At least it was for Big Fatty. So anyway, but I'm like Bacon. You're not going to be happy until you build your own place. So just quit looking at other houses and just go look for land and start building. And then you'll have 10,000 other decisions to make, which will drive you crazy. And anyway, thank you for calling, and keep up the good work. Now let's see how I hang this up, because you know I'm on the. On the wireless inner tubes here. Hang on. Oh, here we go.
Yeah, I can tell you're on the wireless inner tubes because you're popping and clicking like a breakfast cereal. That's what... Anyway, thanks for the call, Fatty. Yeah, I know. I'm getting impatient, and I have built a house before. I mean, it's a cookie cutter sort of thing where you go to a subdivision where there's a builder already building, and you have a couple of different floor plans you can choose from. And then you go in and you say, okay, I want this flooring, and I want that. You don't change you don't move walls generally and stuff like that. But depending on how custom the builder is, it's very exorbitantly expensive to like hire an architect, you know, come up with your own plans, find a plot of land, all that kind of stuff. But I have done the other thing where you go to a subdivision, and we do have a lot of those around the area. And that is an option for us. Those are not located necessarily in ideal locations because, of course, they're starting up subdivisions in the outskirts where there aren't existing homes. And a lot of the places where we would want to live already are established neighborhoods that don't have new development. Anyway, regardless, that is still an option, but it would be 6 to 8 months for a new house and probably even longer with all this COVID-19 stuff. And so I'm hoping we can find something that's, you know, that's reasonably what we want in a reasonable location that's pre-existing so that we don't have, because I'm impatient and I don't want it to be December, January, February before we're moving in. I want something now. that's the way I am. I want something now. So that's kind of what happened last night. We made a decision that we're going to keep looking. And I did have some comments on Twitter. Dean Barney said it sounded like, you know, that was not the house for me. And that I should keep looking. And that's what we're going to do. So I know I shouldn't. It's their job. And we've only looked at maybe 15 homes. But I feel like my realtor probably hates us already. Because we're doing that thing that everyone does on HGTV where you find a house and you love the inside. I mean, you love the floor plan's great. It's open. It has a lot of natural light. All the things that people want nowadays, you know. And then we go, but the location's bad. And then she finds us one that's in a perfect location. And we go look at it and we're like, oh my God, the location's great. And then we're like, but the kitchen's too small. And, you know, there's not enough light. And, oh, there's not enough privacy in the backyard. And then she finds us one that has a great open kitchen with, you know, a wonderful backyard. And we're like, but it's over our budget. So it's like, you know, that triangle of things. And I know our realtor's just getting irritated. And we should know better because we watch so much HGTV and we're doing exactly that thing that all of those HGTV folks do. Also, at some point, probably last week, I talked about vacuuming and how the vacuum cleaner stinks. And Baron Frosty on Twitter says, your vacuum stinks because the filter is dirty. Fill a bucket with water and Pine Sol and clean the filter therein by squeezing it out underwater a few times. Air dry. Next time you vacuum, everything will smell like Pine Sol. That's a great idea. And there's a little foam filter in there. And the problem is, and I'm going to try that, Baron. That makes a lot of sense. But back to my impatience, when I'm ready to vacuum, I'm ready to vacuum like right then. I don't vacuum that often, probably not as much as I should. And when I get the urge, I want to do it right then. And so I think, I could, you know, wash the filter. I have had that thought come to my mind before. But then I thought, I'm going to have to let it dry because I can't put a wet filter back in and vacuum because it'll create mud inside my vacuum cleaner. So then, and Maddie, my ex, who a lot of you are aware of, he used to wash out the vacuum hoses. So he would take them in the backyard. He would put the water hose in there, wash them out. You'd see all this dirt and mud and stuff come out of them. I don't know if he used any kind of detergent or Pine Sol or anything, but he would wash them out. And then he would let them air dry and then put it back together. He used to take the vacuum cleaner apart. He was so OCD. He would take it apart. He would wash the individual parts, clean the brushes, all that. I don't have time for that shit. But he would do that. So I have seen people do stuff like that before. And it's my impatience. I'm like, oh my God, I want to vacuum right now. If I don't vacuum now, I'm never going to do it. Kind of that situation. So maybe I'm going to have to, one of these lists that I've been creating. And you know, I stopped that daily to-do list thing. I'm such a starter and not a finisher of things. I'm horrible. I start great ideas. I have great ideas that I start and then I don't finish them. It's horrible. I did get an email as well from Dennis. He says, Adam, I've purchased two houses. It was love at first sight both times. So much so that I failed to look and see where the dishwasher was located. Yes, it did not have one. The house was built in the early 80s and this was the mid 90s. Who builds a house at that time without a dishwasher? I did buy the house and I could have afforded more, but my little ranch house is perfect for me and my boys. Canine. I guess he's talking about dogs. Thanks for the email, Dennis. And yeah, I guess, oh, he says, well, that's just my 2 cents. Good luck. Thanks, Dennis. I think everyone's in agreement, and Fatty and Kathy think that the only way I'm going to find something that's suitable for me is if I build. We'll see. I'm going to give it a few more weeks of anguish. And I'm going to go clean my vacuum filter. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.